Welcome back to the show. One of the radio voices of the Red Sox, Tim Neverett. Tim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you already in New York?
Yes. Yeah, we got in last night straight from Baltimore and just taking a day off today. And is the entire team, almost the entire team. Some of the guys did go over to Yankee Stadium and work out today, but the majority of guys getting a day off during this long road trip, and then they'll start the series with the Yankees tomorrow night.
Well, before we talk about the Red Sox, a pretty big weekend for you and your family with an important event.
Yeah, my youngest son graduated from high school in the Pittsburgh area, so I went, I drove over Friday morning from Baltimore and was able to attend his graduation, and then the next morning drove right back. So it was a quick visit, but a very good visit, and just you know, that's my second graduation I went to this year. My oldest graduated from Appalachian State down in North Carolina, and I had to miss a couple of games for that as well. But no more graduations in sight this summer.
Now, you didn't drive down to Boone, did you?
I did not. I flew to Charlotte and drove 2 hours to Boone, and that was I was supposed to only miss one game, but remember, we had some weather, and they moved the night game to a day game. And because they moved the Saturday game to a day game, I couldn't get back in time. So I had to miss the second game. But those are the only three games I'm going to miss. Speaking of missing games, we had an exciting announcement today that on June 16th, Roger Clemens will be joining me in Houston to do color on the game. Joe is taking some games off here and there this year. Just cutting back on his schedule a little bit, and that's one of the games he'll miss. And so because the Rocket lives in Houston and he's got a very close personal relationship with Joe, he's going to fill in. So it'll be Roger Clemens and me that night in Houston.
Yeah, I saw that post earlier today. That's tremendous news. And you know, when he has come on broadcast on either radio or television and broken things down, he is so, well, no surprise, but so incredibly knowledgeable about the game, but also has a wonderful way of explaining things in terms that laymen can understand.
Yeah, he's been on with Joe and I before on the radio, and you know, what he has said is, it opens your eyes a little bit more than normal, I think, because of you know, his experience, his vast experience and his knowledge, and he does have a good way of communicating what he is seeing. So I think it's going to be a treat to listen to him break down the pitchers on both sides, both, and he's got, you know, obviously a relationship with the Astros as well. So, you know, he's a wealth of knowledge, and it was kind of a natural, simply because he lives there, but a natural because he's so, you know, revered as a pitcher and has such a historical, you know, time with the Red Sox, that he fill in, and that's going to be a lot of fun, I think, on the 16th of June.
Absolutely. Well, a pretty fair season going so far for another pitcher, Chris Sale, who got his seventh win yesterday, and it wasn't the prettiest of those seven wins, but it might have been the gutsiest after the way things started.
You know, it wasn't. He'll never throw anybody under the bus because the game is the way it is, and he's a good teammate. And but there were some things that happened defensively that cost him, I think, an extra inning, maybe even as many as two innings in that game, and certainly cost him two earned runs, at least. So, you know, there was a missed tag at third that play should have been made, and there was a play at second base where Pablo Sandoval threw the ball away, but I think that was more of Devin Marrero than Sandoval, because Marrero didn't break to cover second, or he didn't yell a signal at Sandoval, the runner was going, and that the play should have been at first. So a couple of things were, you know, went kaflooey there in the first inning, but right after that, he shut him down. Bullpen came in, shut him down the rest of the way. And yeah, it was a good, good win for Chris Sale. And now he's at 7-2 and really could even be better than that. And he just continues to be a pleasure to watch.
Also heartening to see the performance of David Price over the weekend. Getting him back to what he's been in the past would be a huge thing for this team in the second half of the season.
Oh, man, that was something to watch the other night when he came out. That did not look anything like a pitcher making just his second start of the season, that's for sure. He was really, really good. And if we get that David Price all the time and we get that Chris Sale all the time, this team's going to put together some wins. Got to get some runs for them. And lately they have been, especially on the road. They're averaging over 6 runs a game. So I think that this team is going to, you know, it's got to make some adjustments. I think when Eduardo Rodriguez comes back and he gets back into form, he'll be fine. Rick Porcello, there's got to be some adjustments there with Rick. Where he's not nearly having anything close to what he had last year, although some of his performances were pretty good. And I think that, you know, the lack of run support for Porcello has been incredible to watch, and not in a good way either. So I think that, you know, if they can get him some runs, they're going to be in a much better situation.
We're talking with Red Sox broadcaster Tim Neverett, and certainly some good signs over the weekend. Jackie Bradley Jr. with some big hits, and then yesterday the 2 home runs coming from Andrew Benintendi. A nice way to break out of his little mini slump.
Yeah, we talked to him after the game about that, and he's very mentally tough. I mean, here's a kid who's 22 years old, and he's doing things that were done by Tony Conigliaro and Carl Yastrzemski and even Ted Williams. You know, some of the numbers he's put up at his age. You know, he's in that category. He's got such a special swing, and we saw it on display, especially the second home run he hit, which was a rising line drive out. You know, the first one was a towering fly ball, and I asked him, did you think he got it? He said, yeah, I think I got it. he was very good yesterday, and if he hits and if Jackie Bradley hits, and then when Mookie, I think, is going to get hot. And Andrew pointed out to me yesterday, he said, well, the temperature's heating up. He goes, we're going to start to hit. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody put it together. Hanley Ramirez is a guy who's, even though he had a good game the other day, that was one in not too many lately. And he's got to try to get some things together offensively because he's got to be a big part of this team, being the designated hitter. He just hasn't produced as a designated hitter should at this point in the season. I mean, his RBIs are down, his doubles are way down, and home runs aren't really where they should be at this point in time. But I think that, you know, he is going to come around again as the weather heats up and as the Red Sox play more games at Fenway soon. I think he'll end up with some increased numbers that'll be more along the lines of what you're used to out of a Hanley Ramirez.
One of the things that's been impressive, and you actually talked about this with us back in preseason, this team's got more speed, and it's not just stealing bases, but it's taking that extra base and finding a way to manufacture runs through that speed.
Yeah, the running Red Sox. I mean, this is a far cry from the old Red Sox days. But what they're doing is they're trying to make things happen. And a good example, and it was a play that actually didn't even take place because of a foul ball, but the fact that they took a shot at it, I thought, was very impressive. And I talked to John Farrell about it in his office the next day. What happened was Mitch Moreland was up with one out after Xander Bogaerts had walked. They put Bogaerts in motion trying to get to second base. And Moreland, your cleanup hitter, squared to bunt. The Orioles were in a shift. They weren't ready. They were not ready for it at all. And had that bunt been fair, and where the third baseman, Manny Machado, was playing, Bogaerts could have kept on going and walked into third base with Moreland being safe with a base hit. And I thought that was a neat attempt at something that just has not been seen around Boston, like maybe ever, a play like that. But it's not very often you see the cleanup hitter square around a hit. But in that case, they knew the Orioles were unprepared for it, take a shot at it, get a runner in motion. And I thought that was an impressive thing to do at that time.
Well, now we get ready for a Yankee series that is a lot bigger than it looked like it might have been in preseason. Yankees are playing so well with this combination of young talent like Aaron Judge and veterans coming through, and all of a sudden, this is a battle for first place.
It is. It's great. You know, you win 2 out of 3 here, you're tied for first. So you win 3 out of 3, and you're in first. So they got a chance here. You know, if you lose, you fall behind, but at least you're playing the team that's in front of you, and you want to try to dig into that lead. And I think that this is going to be a wonderful series. It's finally, you know, it's been a little while, really, since the Red Sox and Yankees have had a meaningful series. When you look back at where the Yankees have been in recent years, and even, you know, you go back a couple of years back with the Red Sox finishing down in the basement before getting good again and making the postseason last year. But this is a meaningful series here in early June. And first trip into Yankee Stadium this year, still 2 more to go. And I think that the Red Sox and Yankees rivalry could heat up again, which is always fun for for fans of both sides.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to listening to it right here on your station for Red Sox Nation, WZON, with Tim Neverett and Joe Castiglione tomorrow night, Red Sox and the Yankees from the stadium. Tim, we appreciate you making time on your off day for us.
Rich, not a problem at all. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.